It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Calumet County Sheriff's officials say a 32-year-old Manitowoc man was killed in a collision between a car and a pickup truck shortly after 7:30 Thursday morning. It happened at the intersection of County Highway K and County Highway PP in the town of Brilliant. The Manitowoc man was heading west on County Highway K when he struck a southbound pickup truck driven by a 33-year-old Green Bay man. The pickup truck driver was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. The Manitowoc man died at the scene. The 29-year-old Wautoma man suspected of causing life-threatening injuries to a 5-month-old child was bound over for trial during a preliminary hearing in Washera County Court on Wednesday. Stephen Polvey is charged with child abuse, recklessly causing great bodily harm. During the hearing, a not guilty plea was also entered. According to Wautoma police, the child was taken to Theta Care Hospital in Wild Rose on May 30th because it was spitting up blood. The infant could no longer feed normally. The baby was taken to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin for further treatment. Hospital officials told police the child's injuries were life-threatening and the injuries were consistent with physical abuse. Polvey was on probation for first-degree recklessly endangering safety in Sheboygan County and second-degree recklessly endangering safety in Washington County. A status conference is scheduled in the Washera County case on October 12th. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to make smart choices behind the wheel this holiday weekend. According to the AAA, peak travel times are today from noon until 8 p.m. and from 2 to 5 p.m. on Monday. Most road construction will pause over the holiday weekend to open as many lanes as possible. Significant road construction projects that may impact Labor Day weekend travel include U.S. Highway 10 in Waupaca County, which will be open to one lane each way between the Portage County line and State Highway 22 near Waupaca. In Waupaca and Shawnee counties, U.S. Highway 45 is restricted to a single lane in each direction between Waupaca County Highway C and Golnow Road near Marion. In Winnebago County, State Highway 21 is closed to through traffic between Amro and Oshkosh. And Vision Greater Fond du Lac will offer its Public Office Preparation, or POP 101, course next week. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
It's designed for people who have never run for political office but are considering running for a nonpartisan office like county board, city council, town or village board, or school board. Joe Van Huysen is envisioned as vice president of membership and resource development. He says they have local experts leading the class. For instance, Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg will go over rules and timelines for ballots.
She's really widely recognized at the state level as being kind of the gold standard for county clerks.
Others will lend their expertise and talk about their experiences in office.
We also bring in the former president of the Wisconsin League of Municipalities, Jerry Deshane, who has a career's worth of experience.
The program will be offered in 2 3-hour sessions on Thursdays, October 22nd and 29th from 9 a.m. to noon in Envision's boardroom in Fond du Lac. More details are available under the program tab on the homepage of Envision's website. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The state's DNR reminds ATV, UTV riders that they will see more law enforcement officers for the Labor Day weekend during the Think Smart Before You Start safety campaign. Conservation wardens and county recreation deputies will be patrolling trails and routes on a unified mission of accident prevention by monitoring for illegal and unsafe operation. Safety equipment use, OWI detection, and other risky behavior enforcement, such as speeding, will be among the campaign's priorities statewide. So far this year, there have been 31 ATV, UTV fatalities, including 2 in Green Lake County, and 66 self-reported non-fatal accidents. The DNR urges riders to ride sober, wear helmets, seatbelts, and eye protection, and follow all regulatory signs. Fond du Lac County's public health officer urges parents to make sure their children are up to date on their childhood vaccinations. Kim Miller says they are not just a school requirement, but also the most effective tools in preventing those diseases. The measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccines, have added importance with southwestern Wisconsin seeing measles cases. Miller says, fortunately, they haven't had any measles cases reported in Fond du Lac County yet. She says it's highly infectious, so if a case is reported, they would trace the origin and do follow-up on where that person has been to prevent further spread of that disease. Southwest Wisconsin has had measles outbreaks in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. If Green Bay locals are wondering why they're seeing Notre Dame banners flying at Lambeau Field, they won't be wondering for long. The crown jewel of the NFL is currently awash with Badgers red, too, as Lambeau Field gears up to host the UW-Wisconsin Badgers versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this Sunday. It's a gridiron matchup 6 years in the making, and the party comes first this weekend in Green Bay. On Broadway's Mary Rohde stopped by the Civic Media Studios to give us a preview of all the fun planned at the Badger Bash North happening on Saturday.
The football combine itself, Wisconsin Athletics is bringing about 8 to 10 different combine stations. So you think 40-yard dash, you think high jump, you know, all of those kind of drill type stations.
Yeah.
And kids can work their way through all of those stations. There'll also be a Bucky photo op opportunity there as well. Mischief and Magic will be on site doing balloon animals and face painting. There'll be a Badgers bounce house. Really just an awesome time there from 2 to 3:30.
Festivities kick off at 1 p.m. on Saturday with the full UW marching band parading through streets starting at 3:30. Saturday wraps up with a fireworks display over the Fox River. The Badgers take on Notre Dame at Lambeau on Sunday. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. The home of the green and gold will once again be sporting Badger colors this winter as college hockey takes the stage for the Frozen Tundra Face-Off. Wisconsin's women will face Ohio State, and the Badgers' men take on Michigan in an outdoor doubleheader. The Travel Wisconsin Frozen Tundra Face-Off is set for Saturday, February 20th in Green Bay. It'll be the first hockey event at Lambeau since 2006, when Wisconsin beat Ohio State in the Frozen Tundra Hockey Classic. Tickets go on presale September 9th, with general sales beginning September 11th. Wisconsin's measles outbreak has now topped 100 confirmed cases. The latest numbers show the majority of cases in southwestern Wisconsin. Iowa County leads the way with 55 cases of measles. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated against the highly contagious disease. As the new school year gets underway, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is asking parents to check their children's vaccination records to make sure they're protected from serious vaccine-preventable diseases like measles. State Health Officer Paula Tran says the measles outbreak makes it especially important to be up to date on vaccinations. She says back to school is a good time for caregivers to check vaccination records to support their own children's health and the health of their classrooms. You can use the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or contact your health care provider to check vaccine status for your children as well as yourself. Employers are also being asked to have employees show records of their last vaccination. A long-awaited project to replace the aging Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth is now underway. It's backed by more than $1 billion in federal funding and hundreds of millions from Wisconsin and Minnesota. There was a groundbreaking this week on the bridge, which carries about 33,000 vehicles a day and is a major route for trucks moving goods to the port of Duluth Superior. Wisconsin drivers heading out for Labor Day weekend can expect some busy roads, some work zone delays, and a reminder to slow down and drive safely. AAA says the heavy traffic already started yesterday afternoon and expects the next round this afternoon and evening, and again Monday afternoon. The DOT says most construction work will pause for the holiday, but several lane closures and detours remain across the state. Drivers are urged to buckle up, put phones away, and avoid drinking and driving. You can check 511 Wisconsin for traffic conditions before leaving. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Badgers in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Wisconsin Badgers football team has been moving in, getting ready for Sunday night's game against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I asked Jordan Love, as he was on his way out for the Labor Day weekend, about the two schools playing here on the Packers' home turf.
You know, I think you got to stay with the in-state team here with Wisconsin. I think it's pretty cool opportunity for those teams to be able to play here. I think the stadium, I assume the stadium will be packed out, so it'll be cool.
The weekend begins with a parade featuring the Badgers and former players in a parade tomorrow afternoon on Broadway Street at 3:30 in downtown Green Bay. Baseball tonight in Cincinnati, it's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers losing last night to the Cubs 2-1. Milwaukee still with an 8-game lead over Chicago.
All season, they've been pretty consistent. There's some bumps in the road. You know, realize where our weaknesses are and try to get better.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering showers or thunderstorms this morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 80 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.